From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Many people who are in need of medical equipment to gain or maintain their independence can't afford it. So where do those people turn? KBIA's Rodney Davis takes us to one Columbia organization that's answering that question.
96-year-old Helen Judah has fallen a few times in the last couple of years, and now she needs a new walker. The first time, Medicare covered the cost for a walker, but this time around, she was unable to go through Medicare because the last request was too recent, and her old walker is too tall for her to use now. Carla Gordon, Helen's niece, has been taking care of Helen since the accident.
These are very pricey items, so they're not going to give you another walker.
Luckily for Helen and Carla, even though Medicare denied their request for a walker, there is a local organization that provides equipment to people in need. This organization, Services for Independent Living, gave Helen the walker, transport, and other household items she needed to maintain her independence throughout her recovery.
So what a surprise. Just a huge surprise. So it was nice not to have to pay for it. It was wonderful. And I probably didn't ask enough questions because I was so thrilled. I probably thought they're going to find out in a minute that they shouldn't give all of this to me.
Services for Independent Living doesn't ask about its consumers' financial situation or insurance. It doesn't matter. The staff takes in donations ranging from wheelchairs to dinner forks with specialized grips, cleans the donations, and then gives the items to people like Helen. People can either get an item on loan if it is a short-term need, or keep the item if it's a permanent need.
We also have a demonstration center where people can come in, take a look at equipment, other devices and tools that might assist them in regaining or maintaining independence.
That's Anne-Marie Gortmaker. She's the outreach specialist for the organization. In 2014, Services for Independent Living redistributed 552 items to more than 400 people. And Gortmaker says these are people from all walks of life, not just people who are experiencing financial difficulties.
Some people, when they see our van go by and they see Services for Independent Living, they think, oh, no, that's not for me. And we really want to integrate our services to meet needs throughout the community.
In short, it's for everyone. And for Helen, it means she is able to begin the process back to independence. She's making a strong recovery, but this time around, Carla says she'll need to make sure that Helen doesn't try to get rid of the walker too soon, no matter how much she complains.
Before you're able to get around on your own a little bit, I bet that it will be 4 or 5 months.
Months?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sure hope not.
Helen's old walker, the one that's too tall, is now sitting in her garage. So very soon, she and Carla will pack up the old walker and drive it over to Services for Independent Living, so the next person in a situation like Helen's can benefit from this community resource. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rodney Davis.